Yo, hey everyone, it's Adrienne here. I hope you're all having a great start to the week. So I wanted to record this very short message to let you know that I'm taking a short break from the usual weekly interview show just for a few weeks, and then I'll be back in summer with brand new episodes. I've been working on another project and I'm going to be sharing it, talking about it very soon. I know it is super annoying when people say, oh, I'm doing this new thing and I can't talk about it, blah, blah, blah. So I will just skip that part. So what else is going on? Well, I guess I wanted to share a message this week, kind of going back, like throwing it back all the way back to when I started this podcast before I wrote the Power Hour book, the intention, I suppose, of why I started this podcast in the first place and what the Power Hour is really all about. And the idea that creating 1 hour, and maybe if it's less than 1 hour, maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe it's 15 minutes, but essentially focusing on your goals, creating something for yourself, working towards something and kind of reclaiming time. You know, I always used to say that. I used to say, reclaim your time, because if you do not, other people will fill it. You know, your schedule will be packed from the minute you wake up in the morning, all day, every day, there will be demands on your time. So the original message was always pretty clear, which was just about reclaim some time for yourself. I don't think I realized then how kind of radical this idea was, but I guess in the modern world, so much of our focus on productivity and on time management is about time well spent and utilizing every minute of every day. Now, it's interesting because since I started the show and since I wrote the book Power Hour, it's kind of interesting because that was the message that I had, but in my mind, but some people still, I think, maybe think of the Power Hour as this productivity tool, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if they're using the Power Hour to, you know, be more productive. That's awesome. But that's not essentially what it's about. You know, it is about choosing, reclaiming time and choosing yourself, you know, deciding what do I want to spend time on. I always say to people, if there's something that you always say, oh, I'd love to do that, but I don't have time. You know, I'd love to read more books, but I don't have time. Or I'd really love to, you know, spend more time going to the gym or going to yoga, or but I don't have time. I don't have time. I hear that so often because we all live in the real world, right? We live in the modern world with busy schedules and lots of commitments, and our time can feel as though it's not ours, but it is ours. And that's why I use that word reclaim. The word literally means to take back something that was previously yours that has been lost or stolen. Your time is yours before you give it away to anyone and anything else. So regardless of whether you want to use that time to, quote, be productive, or whether it is just simply to choose one thing that you don't have or that you think you don't have time for, and kind of thinking, what would it be like actually now that, you know, the sun is shining, the weather's better, the mornings are brighter, you know, I feel like it's so much better and so much more appealing to set your alarm early and go, hey, I'm gonna have a power hour tomorrow. I am gonna spend the first hour of my day doing something for myself. Like, that is what the show, that's why I started the show. You know, if you go back and you listen over the hundreds and hundreds of episodes over the years, I always ask people, you know, what does the first hour of your day include? And I always ask that question to everyone, because for so many high performing people, so many amazing people, athletes and authors and thought leaders and people that have been kind enough to share their time and wisdom on this podcast, I'm always interested to know how they choose to spend that hour, because it's really, really important. So I wanted to kind of share, I guess, a little bit of a refresh and a bit of a reminder. And maybe for some people, if you've recently started listening to this podcast, you might not even know that, yeah, 5.5 years ago, when I sat down to start recording, that was the intention behind it, was to say, what could we do? How radical is it an idea of us to actually think, choose yourself? What are your goals? What do you want to focus on? What would you do if you had one more hour each day to spend? What would you do with it? You know, who would you spend that time with? Would you spend it by yourself? You know, solitude is something that is very valuable and increasingly rare. So that's what I'd like to share with you all. As I say, short break, going to be back soon with some new episodes and a brand new project that I will be shouting about, not only on this podcast, but on social media as well. So you can always connect with me on social. On Instagram, it's at Adrienne_LDN. And as always, I appreciate every single person who tunes into the Power Hour over the years, all the rates, all the reviews, all the shares. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope that you will continue to enjoy to listen to the Power Hour podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.